Hello?
May I speak to Heather, please?
This is.
Hey, Heather, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
The radio show?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
No?
Maybe.
Do you know who I am, or are you pretending?
Yeah, I've heard of you guys, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, have you ever listened to the show?
Like maybe on accident.
That's
You know
the
what?
best
That's the way
response
most
ever.
people listen anyway, so congratulations. So that's awesome.
Hi.
Hey, I'm calling you today because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where you go out on a date with somebody, and then if you end up not calling them back after that date, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask if something went wrong. We recently got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Uh-oh.
His name is Chris. You guys went out for gelato.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Yeah.
man.
Well, Chris has been trying to get a hold of you and he's wondering why you're not calling him back.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I feel so horrible. He honestly thinks I'm blowing him off.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He thinks
Okay.
that you want nothing to do with him.
Oh, God. I lost my phone. Like, I lost my phone, like, 4 days ago or something, and I just got it today. Like, literally, like, 3 hours ago, I just got a new phone.
That's not even a
So I've
lie.
just been, like, trying to put all my contacts back on it and everything, and, oh, I feel so horrible that he thinks that.
So are you saying you're not blowing him off?
No, oh my God, no. I had a great time. I was planning on calling him like later today once I got all my contacts back and everything.
Well, that's pretty anticlimactic. I was hoping you had something terrible to say about him, but
Oh, no. Sorry to disappoint you. I really liked him. We had a great time and
Oh, that's
Oh,
so
well, in
cute.
that case,
Could you like email him or call him and tell him that I will be calling him later tonight?
I could do that, but why don't you just do it yourself? Because Chris is actually on the other line listening.
Hey, Heather.
What? Hi.
Hi.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry to put you on the radio and have these guys call you. We had such a great date. I mean, we ended it. We said we'd call each other, and then I didn't text or email. I didn't get anything, and was just worried you didn't want to go on a date again. I really like you. I'd like to go on a second date.
Oh God, I'm so sorry that this happened. I lost my phone and it's like my whole world got messed up. I'm so sorry that you thought that. And yes, I would totally love to go on a second date with you.
Heather, are you sure
Absolutely.
you want to go on a second date with someone who would just jump to conclusions like that, that you never wanted to talk to him again after 4 days?
I might have done the same thing, honestly. I don't know.
Give me something. This is like the nicest second date update ever.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are supposed to be helping me out here, guys.
It's just, usually something dramatic happens, and this is kind of boring.
Well, I mean, I don't really have any issues. I mean, I guess the more exciting part of this is that, like, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but, we had a good
You don't even,
time and.
Heather, you don't even understand the things that we hear in these second date updates from time to time. Like sometimes there was this one guy that we did a second date update with who went on a date with a girl and then he checked them in somewhere.
Don't do
And
this.
when he got back to the house, there were like comments from his ex-girlfriend, like calling the girl a sk and saying that he had
You're
herpes and stuff like that.
sad.
Like we've done second date updates where that's happened.
Jubal.
Isn't
Oh
that
my God,
crazy?
that's
Yeah,
horrible. That is drama that I would definitely want to avoid. That's horrible.
Yeah,
Oh,
can you
that's.
believe that, Chris? I didn't tell you that story, did I?
You are
No,
It's a crazy
that's
one.
really bad. But Heather, should we go ahead and start setting up our second date?
Oh, wait, but before we get into that, I want to tell Heather this story because it's like I couldn't believe it when we did that second date update a while ago where that guy was talking about his crazy ex commenting on his Facebook like that. I mean, Heather, could you imagine if that happened to you? You'd probably never want to date that guy, huh?
Yeah, definitely not. I would not want to be in that nightmare situation.
Yeah, I think most people wouldn't want to be. I mean, with a crazy ex like that and then like claiming that the guy has herpes.
Oh my God, what? Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, that's another thing she said.
In that guy's defense, what if none of that was true? Like, I'm just standing up for that guy. What if none of that was real?
Oh, you're just standing up
Yeah.
for that guy, huh, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I didn't hear that second date update, but I mean, if none of that's true and he doesn't have herpes and the girl's just crazy, it doesn't make him a bad guy.
You know what, Chris? That doesn't even matter. It still means that he's attached to some kind of psycho ex that could do crazy shit to you later on. You know what I mean, Heather?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they make movies about it, so.
Yeah, they do. Oh, no. It's a good thing that this second date update didn't end up like that, Heather. I'm really happy.
Oh, no. Oh, good. Me too.
Yeah, and it's cool that we could reconnect you guys. This is like the first positive second date update we've had in a while. That leads me to my question. Would you like to go out on a second date with Chris? I will pay for it.
Oh, well, I was going to go out with him anyway, but if you're going to pay for it too, that's awesome.
Chris, you got your second date, man. Way to go.
Yes.
Oh, thank nice. You.
Hey, Chris, isn't there anything else that you want to tell her before we let her go?
No.
No, I mean, I'm excited for our second date, and I really am sorry I put her on the radio.
I thought there was something else, though.
No.
She has beautiful eyes, that we had a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see her again.
Oh,
okay, yeah, that was it. I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking about something else.
You sealed the deal, Chris. You sealed the deal. It's good. You're good.
Well, congratulations, Heather and Chris. I hope you guys enjoy your evening out.
Thank you.
Yep. And take care, Heather, because it could be your last.
You're funny. I don't even know what that means.
Okay. You will. You will. All right, guys, have a good one.